Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the Lexi Podcast. And on Tuesday, I went to prison. I was there for almost 8 hours. I was there from 7 to 2:30. Maximum security prison in Lancaster. And before I went to prison, I was at Coachella. And let me tell you, what a roller coaster of locations that was. If you've been following me, you'll know that my boss at Clio runs a foundation called Only Miracles. She is an absolute diva beyond divas. Her name is Elizabeth Weinstock. She's a fashion designer. She's a real estate mogul. She's an absolute spitfire. And for some reason, she wants to do the work that nobody else wants to do. And so she teaches a 16-week course at the maximum security men's prison in Lancaster in California. And Only Miracles is about unpacking your trauma, speaking through your thoughts and feelings that you're having, giving yourself the belief in yourself to realize that just because you've been broken doesn't mean you can't repair and you can re-enter the world and there is life after prison and you can find light again. So I've been helping her with this, and my other boss, the co-owner of Clio, came with us. We had to fill out a background check 2 months prior, had to fill out a bunch of forms. This has never been done before. It's not something that you could just like volunteer and go into the yard with the guys. There's 4 yards at this prison. There's A yard, B yard, C yard, and D yard. And A yard is the honor yard. These are either lighter crimes or good behavior. B yard, violent crimes. And that's where we were. 800 men over the course of these 7.5 hours. C yard is the pedophiles and the rapists. And then D yard is the mentally ill. And I didn't see anyone from A, C, or D yard. Our focus was solely on B yard. That is where Elizabeth teaches her course. I think Only Miracles is brilliant. I think Elizabeth is so brave. I think she's so admirable for meeting these men and seeing them beyond just their sentence. She calls them by their first name, whereas in prison, they only go by their last name. And it was a really fun in some moments, heavy in others. It was a surreal experience. We were standing in the yard at a table, little Only Miracles banner, picture a career fair, okay? Because in prison, you can take different classes. You have to take different classes during your day. So this is a 9 a.m. class on Tuesdays. And during the lunch break, we have these guys come around to the different tables and they can look at what they want to sign up for. So you have AA there, Only Miracles, a slew of just like different foundations, Fear for Breakfast, you name it. There was maybe 20, 30 of us there. Now, granted, we're like 4 young women and we're not terrible looking. So there was definitely way more men at our table than just like the average middle-aged man sitting at his table. So we had to have 3 correctional officers behind us the entire time, watching over just to make sure that nothing happened. But let me tell you, never once did I feel unsafe. Never once did I feel in danger. I have felt more unsafe in other places in public than I ever did by these men. And were these men on their absolute best behavior when we were meeting them? Probably. They probably wanted to show up as their best selves, but I truly never once feared my safety. Next, these guys were so sweet and fun, and I want them to know that this doesn't have to define you. And one of the guys came up to me and he said, "Can I just thank you for not being afraid of me and not being afraid of us? I've never seen girls just be so open to chatting and wanting to talk and bringing such a lighthearted spirit to prison. And I want to thank Elizabeth for providing me with this experience. And I'm glad Lexi was with me. It was really interesting. I learned a lot. For example, one of the guys I met, he was working on getting his bachelor's. And then after that, he wanted to get his second bachelor's. And he had a life sentence. So he's just doing this for himself. He's not I don't know. That something about that really broke me. And I will say, you can tell how broken these men are, how crushed they are. And it's tough to see really young guys, you know, 18, 19 years old. And it's also tough to see really old guys that have walkers. And it's like, let grandpa go. He's not hurting anyone. But one of the guys was like, he wouldn't know what to do if he wasn't in here. He's so old and so accustomed to this lifestyle that if he were to be released, he would not know what to do. And, you know, movies are movies, but I highly recommend, if you haven't seen it or haven't seen it in a while, rewatching Shawshank Redemption. It's a really touching movie, and the way that you fall for those men in that movie, you fall for the men, or I was falling for the men at Lancaster too. And oh my God, to go from Weekend One Coachella, Influencer Olympics, you know, AdSense machine in real time, to go to a space where men have, okay, going from hotel rooms that have swag bags where you have your own branded pillowcase and cup holder and bathrobe and Lord only even knows, like beyond things where you're going to these events and they're giving out diamond bracelets and let me de-bloat, to then meeting guys who have sort of like a plastic beer cup, and that's the only thing they have to their name. They have that cup and they fill it with coffee, with their protein shake, with water. That's what they have. And even one of the other guys, he asked me if I like the color blue because he wanted to give me a blue bracelet that he had made. And I keep looking at this bracelet and I've worn it as an anklet and as a bracelet, and it just reminds me, like, this man had nothing and he gave it to me. And I have so much. And I was looking at just the absolute gluttony around me the previous weekend. I mean, don't get me wrong, Coachella was really fun. Music festivals are really fun. Live music is really fun. But just the, sorry to be trite, I just can't think of another word right now, the juxtaposition between overconsumption, social gluttony to just nothing, to just bare bones stripped down. There were funny moments though too. Like, we had to wear certain clothes. You can't wear jeans. You can't wear any of the colors that they would have of their own uniform. And we had to wear like baggy pants. I wore baggy trousers, loafers, and then I wore a giant oversized Only Miracles t-shirt and a giant oversized Only Miracles hoodie. And they call the strip search the strip club. They're like, all right, time to go to the strip club. And they were asking us what we do outside of this. They were like, do you work at Only Miracles? And I was like, oh, I volunteer sometimes and help with Elizabeth, but she is my boss at her boutique. And they're like, oh, what kind of boutique? I was like, oh, we sell mini skirts. Yeah, this is the most clothes I've worn in years. And there are moments, you know, where you can joke a little bit, but it was quite the experience, and I'm lucky to have had it, and I would gladly go back. And I want to thank Miss Erica Lake for being such a baller. She works at Lancaster, and she helped Elizabeth set this up. And if you guys are interested in getting involved or donating to Only Miracles, go to, what is their Instagram? It's crazy because I actually used to run it for a brief moment, which I'd be happy to do again. I just got a little swamped with other things, but it's Only Miracles org, and you can see Elizabeth. Oh my God. Okay, so I did 6 photos for them. We have Elizabeth, and then the next one was Don. I think I've talked about Don on the podcast before, but He spent 46 years in Angola, which is known as America's bloodiest prison. I mean, he dropped out of school when he was in sixth grade because he got a girl pregnant. By 22, he had like two or three kids. And when I met him, he's almost 70 now. To go from being 22, attempted robbery, to being an almost 70-year-old man. And Angola is nuts. I mean, Angola, it's not just beatings between prisoners, it's guards. It's the employees too. Like, he has stories of employees breaking prisoners' teeth, arms, legs, ribs. I remember talking to him. He was telling me about this thing called J Camp, and you could just be pulled to J Camp for giving a guard a wrong look. And they would strip you down and beat you with these 5-foot-long oak sticks, and you would be shackled to a table, your legs, your arms, your neck, and left there for days. And when I met him, through only miracles, he's just like this cute old man who's like, he has a southern accent, and he's like, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And he just makes leather belts and leather goods. And he actually was making some of the belts that we sell at Clio. And Travis, who's in his 30s, he spent, I think, 18 years in prison. He makes and helps me out with my journals. So it's nice to feel like you're helping in some way. But go to onlymiracles.org if you want to know any more. It was quite the time. And then when Lexi and I left, I'm, you know, talking to brands about upcoming deals, and it just feels tough, you know? You see the emails and you're like, woof, this is all happening on the same globe. And we know this at all times, but you don't see it so vividly in such a short span of time, you know, all within just a few hours. But I wish all these men healing. And speaking of men healing, we have to talk about Justin Bieber. We have to. Weekend one, that man was nervous, okay? Hood up, glasses on, nervous. I don't think he knew if he could do it. And you could see him work through his fears real time on stage. And by the end of it, he started feeling himself, and it was so beautiful. I didn't grow up a believer, but I feel like I have late stage Bieber fever now, because then I watched the live stream for weekend two last weekend. And my God, he was feeling himself. You're watching a man who has been broken down by the public, been so beloved by the public, but also so hated by the public, just an absolute polarizing figure. And then the industry crushed him too. I mean, we don't even know the depths of what has happened to this man. And he had to grow up in front of all of our eyes, and we watched every single mistake he ever made, and everybody judged him for it. So it felt really, really special to watch him come full circle, where he had peaked and then he had gone to a valley, and he's having this second peak, and it's beautiful. I've been listening to so much of Justin Bieber, and then the aux cord in my car broke, and you best believe that right after this episode, I'm going to be going back to Best Buy and picking up an aux cord. FK Twigs. I could watch her dance forever, okay? So she's one of the few artists that I want to look at her every single time I hear her, where when I have an FK Twigs song come on Spotify, it doesn't hit the same as when I'm watching her perform. And I don't feel that way for every performer, but for her, I would rather see her every single time. She's one of my favorite follows on Instagram. Her body capability, unbelievable. I mean, she's in but not of this world. And I saw a movie that she was in. I saw Mother Mary, which that's the most normal I've ever seen her look in her life. I almost didn't recognize her because I saw 3 movies last week. I'm AMC Stubbs, and with AMC Stubbs, you can see up to 4 movies in a week. I don't think I've ever seen 3 movies in a week before. Let me tell you, you don't need to. All the movies were great, and I highly recommend them, but the movies needs to maintain a novelty. I want to keep the experience of it being special. And by movie number three, I went 2 days in a row. I thought, okay, I need to take a beat. I can't keep showing it, but AMC every single day. This is too much. I saw the drama, which I love Zendaya and I love Robert Pattinson. I actually loved the casting of that movie. I thought every character did a really good job. And then I saw Mother Mary. Once again, loved the casting. We have Anne Hathaway. We have Hunter Schafer. And then what did I see as my third movie? Then I saw Hail Mary. And oh my God. Ugh. I loved them all for different reasons. But I would recommend seeing all of them. I could really talk about them, but I'd like that to be more of a dialogue than a monologue. That's what I think. And then also, I got a Coachella brand deal through Free People. So please, I love Free People. I mean, I grew up wearing so much Free People. I think I'm not exaggerating. When I was in 10th grade, I mean, my mom and I would shop. So yes, this was like an expensive portion of my closet. I had an expensive closet growing up as a realization more than it is a humble brag. Like I knew that, but thinking back, I'm like, damn, my mom really let me get expensive clothes at a young age. And we would play dress up for everything. Anyway, just thinking that through, I would say maybe a third to half of my closet, I'm not even kidding, was Free People. And then another third was Nordstrom or designer. That's so sick. Anyway, you're like, okay, and? Cool. I saw someone comment something, the fan emoji and the hand taking notes. And I don't know if that was supposed to be like a passive aggressive joke or if it was earnest, but if it's passive aggressive to be like, cool, fan, right, amazing, amazing for you. It gave me a little bit of a giggle. So that's sort of the reaction that I would have if I just heard someone else say exactly what I just said. This is all to say that feels really fun to work with Free People. They're the nicest, easiest people to work with. They're so generous. They're so kind. So it would mean a lot if you liked and commented on that Instagram post, because I want to continue working with them. I do feel like every time I've ever worked with them, I've always gotten a good response on the photos. It's a good alignment. It's clothes that I would wear anyway, clothes that I do wear anyway. I mean, if y'all know about my party dress, I have not one but two of them from Free People. I can link it down below so you can see it. But it's a cowl neck halter and then backless. I have it in red and I have it in green. When I went to Australia, I wore it 3 times a week for weeks. And I always have a good time in that outfit. I've never had a bad time in that outfit. And then I liked it so much that I got a red one. And I think it's still on the website, if I'm not mistaken. And it's not even that expensive. It's like $60 or something. Whereas I feel like a lot of Free People things are $128, $188, $250, $310. Under $100? Closer to $50 than it is $100? That's fire. Huge. So once again, please like, interact, say, oh my God, girl, you are so gorgeous. I think you're the most beautiful person I've ever seen in my life. And that outfit on you is unbelievable. My jaw is to the floor. Just like that. You know, something super simple, easy, no biggie. Also, I have an extended ad-free version of every single episode of this show that goes up on Patreon. And typically, I do that at the end. But I am planning out a bit. I'm just like, do I tell you or do I not tell you? I tell you, because we're in the middle of the episode. And if you're locked in, you're in. I want to challenge myself. I feel so comfortable in the container of this solo podcast. I love how easy it is for me to share, how easy it is for me to talk to you from the comfort of my home on a little mic, no camera. I've done camera before, I've had guests before, but I want to have a set and I want to have guests and I want to have a videographer and I want to have an editor that helps me so I can focus on the content and give all the rest to other people so I can really have the meat of the show and figuring out who I want as guests. So I've been working on that. And I was at a coffee shop just trying to get different thoughts down, what a signature series could be, what a signature segment could be, opening questions, closing questions, brainstorming guests of who I want, if I'm going to have a little, I don't know, debrief with my guest before the show starts, what is it that I want them to ask? How do I want this to be different than this existing show? Do I want this to be a part of this show, or do I want it to be its own separate project? I don't think it needs to be a separate project, but I was going through Patreon and sharing the different name ideas that I have for it, how I imagine the set looking, how far along I am on the process, because it got me so nervous, you guys, that I had to record the Patreon part first because I can be a little bit more open, a little bit messier. I'm a little bit more comfortable there. And I was like, ah, God, I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous. This is what I'm thinking. I don't know how to calm down. And then after about like 15, 20 minutes, I'm like, all right, guys, I'm ready. I feel calm, cool, and collected. Now I can talk public facing. So it was a nice little switch up and it calmed me down. I can't lie. It worked really well. So if you're interested in the ad-free extended version, I will also have my Patreon linked down below. So that's where I'm at. And now I want to see what's going on with you guys. So let's get into the Q&A portion of this episode. But first, a word from today's sponsor.
What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop. By shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new-to-you finds. Buy, sell, repeat, guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
And we are back. Eric Hernandez said he's traveling out of the country for the very first time to Paris. Any recommendations? Oh my goodness gracious, you're going to love it. Even just seeing the Seine, seeing the Louvre, seeing the people, seeing the pace, seeing people sit outside, drinking their coffee, smoking cigarettes, really chatting with each other. The pace is so nice. You're going to love it. Any recommendations? Stay as long as you can. See as many of the districts that you possibly can. Be open, be social, be friendly, admit that you're American, try to speak French if you can, just absolutely enjoy yourself. I'm sure you're going to love it. I've never met someone who didn't love Paris. Chantel Miller said, hi, I'm starting med school soon. Tips for starting a new chapter? Oh, congratulations on getting into med school. That's, woo! You are strong, you are determined, and you are committed. The type of person that goes to med school is the type of crazy that I'm into and I respect, and that's not a bit of me, but I love that it's a bit of you. Tips for starting a new chapter. Once again, enjoy it. Embrace this journey because, yes, it's a long and intense journey, but this is part of your story and this is a blip of your life. And when you're 80, you're going to look back and be like, oh my God, remember when I was sitting down like stressed over med school and doing all these readings and doing all this studying? And it almost be as present as you possibly can for it. And I love a fresh start. I love novelty. I love the idea of having a clean slate, a new chapter, a new page. Get into the zone. And embrace it fully. Congratulations. Chantel also wants to know an underrated cocktail for me to try. Well, my dear, if you haven't had a French 75, it's a nice bubbly cocktail. It's champagne with a little gin and lemon juice. And I love it instead of the orange juice to make a mimosa. they just put gin. And so it's delicious. It'll get you going for sure. And it feels classy. Like, hi, can I have a French 75? So give that one a try from me. Alyssa Marks said, LA Rex, visiting a few days from Canada. Love you. Well, I guess it depends on what part of LA you're staying in. LA is a really big city and it's hard to do it all in a way that is so different than New York City. If you're in New York, you can do a million things in one day. In LA, with how spread out everything is, you still get three things done, it feels like. So I would give one day to Malibu or a beach of some sort. If you want to drive to Manhattan Beach, if you want to drive to Laguna Beach, if you want to drive to Malibu, that's what I would recommend. Sometimes the beach gets a little gray, so you just have to check the weather and see when the clouds are going to burn off. But I love all those options. And then come see Silver Lake. I love it. That's the neighborhood I live in. And you could do the classics like go get coffee at Canyon Coffee. You could walk around Elysian Park. You could get a nice pork taco at Leo's Taco Trucks by Echo Park. You could have pasta and wine at Bar Secco. You could go drink a martini at the Dresden in Los Feliz. I love the East Side. You could eat at All Time. I feel like All Time is great if you're in the neighborhood. I don't know how good it is for visitors. Where else would I go? Have a drink at Sunset Tower or have a drink at Chateau Marmont. Those are classic Hollywood spots. Walking the Hollywood Reservoir is really beautiful too. Those are recommendations I would have. Mazzy Simone said, how to deal with not going to Biebercella. You just got to watch the live streams over and over and over and over again and know that though you don't energetically have the memory of being in the space with everyone there, the camera shows you everything, whereas your physical eye, sometimes you have a tall person in front of you and you can't see, or you're on your feet and you're a little tired. So you have a really good view of everything from the beautiful seat at home that you have. Paula asked, where do I see myself in 10 years? Hopefully I own a home, if not two. Hopefully I have a backyard. I'm like not dreaming big right now. For someone who's such a big dreamer, these feel like something that I should hopefully have in the next, or something I imagine I would have in the next like couple years. 10. So I'll be 40. I hope I'm in a committed, loving relationship by 40. At this rate, I have no idea. Will I have a kid by 40? I have no idea. It'd be fun if I have acted in something. I had a dream that I was an actress and I woke up really inspired. I thought, wait, I want to be an actress. That sounds amazing. And I don't really have that itch too often. I've always joked with a little legitimacy behind it that I want to be an actor in my later years of life. And I want to be a model in my later years of life and do, you know, the wrinkle creams or be the grandma in the movie. But having that dream of acting really inspired me. I hope I have a book published and I've been on a book tour. Maybe two books published, maybe two books toured. I hope my hair, skin, nails, body are healthier than they are right now. I feel like I've only gotten healthier as I've grown up. So I hope that continues. I have a really good feeling about my 40s. And hopefully I will have lived somewhere else and I'm not just still in LA doing the same thing. I need to leave. I need to take a break. Who knows though? I hope I'm still giggling. And I hope I'm still excited. And I hope I still have enthusiasm for life. That's what I see. Let me answer that again. In 10 years, I see myself in love, with enthusiasm for life and my future. And I see myself giggling with a nice tan, soft skin, long hair, and some yummy food either in the oven or being cooked in the kitchen of a restaurant that's about to be given to us. And on that note, I think that's the episode. If you guys want to listen to the Patreon episode, I'll have that link down below. Give me some love on the Free People post and give me some encouragement on this new series within the show. It's going to start in May, or we're going to start recording in May. So that's something to look forward to. I also have a vlog that's sitting in Final Cut Pro that just needs me to look at it. So there will be a vlog coming soon. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, and I will talk to you very soon. XOXO, Lexi.